Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not a prince.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
Need life advice? You could always email my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden, hayden@annaandraven.com. She's always got something to say, even though she has no real qualifications to give advice.
I mean, who really needs a doctor anyways?
Mm-hmm. Ready for today's email?
Yup.
Hayden, I'm 13 years old, and I'm currently in hybrid learning. The problem is I'm having a hard time with my math homework, and my mom keeps trying to help me, but it's clear that she doesn't know what she's doing, and I get really aggravated when she tries to help. How do I handle this? And it's signed Cassidy. I don't understand what the problem is.
Well, I understand this very well.
What?
You can't do math.
Yeah, but I admit I don't do math. I don't try to help you. I just say wait till daddy gets home or go to dad.
Last time you tried helping me do math, I got 5 questions wrong. Wow. Out of 10.
Right, but I don't understand what her question is.
Well, she wants help because she can't solve the problems because she's confused, but her mom can't help her. We need our parents to help us.
Okay, so what should she do? She should tell her mom to stop trying to help her do her math homework?
No, she should tell her mom to Google search it and figure it out. Because sometimes when I need help on my homework, you just go Google search it.
Right, but I don't necessarily know if that's what you're supposed to do. I just think maybe all parents do that. I'm not really sure.
Well, you do. So she should too.
All right, so tell your mom, Google search it so you can teach yourself how to do it, and then you can teach me. And what else?
You should have a heart-to-heart moment with your mom saying, you know, Mom, you have so many great qualities, and I love you so much, but math is not your strength.
I mean, that's somewhat hurtful, but I guess if I was a mother and my child said that to me, I would understand.
Just like me and you.
What?
Wow.
Am I the only one failing?
She's getting so slick at this. She's realizing that if she tells you bad news publicly like that, then there's really nothing you can say. You have to handle it as the best mom that you could be. Which is just to basically take the defeat.
I don't want to be dramatic, Raven, but math might kill me.
I mean,
6th grade math might kill me.
5 out of 10 answers wrong. 5 out of 10. How long did you spend trying to straighten it out with her?
I find myself saying things like, you're never going to need to know how to multiply fractions.
No, that, well,
it's true.
Listen, math is important.
Is it?
Yes. Yes.
She has to be able to calculate percentages for tips. And then that's kind of really it.
So you've basically told her that either she's going to be a waitress or she needs to make sure that she tips well when she goes out?
I just, it's really hard. And I don't think it's fair that parents have all this, like, responsibility right now. I know that we all have to do this together, but some of us are just not that smart.
Feels like maybe somebody else here needs a therapist. Yeah. Somebody they can ask some questions.
Right.
If you need advice, email me, hayden@annaandraven.com. That's hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.